Hey, time travelers. This is Heather Einhorn, co-creator of Nikki Fix's Time Mix. Up next, be kind and rewind to the 90s for a most epic episode of Nikki Fix. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present Nikki Fix's Time Mix.
Ben, we don't understand.
Last I checked, I'm the boss around here. So what I say goes. And I say, show's canceled.
Ben, no!
But we need this show to get home.
We're pulling off a minor miracle getting this show together. And on an absurdly short timeline. All for the rink, to make sure it has a future.
I understand.
It'll have a future just fine, no matter what these kids say.
But for how long? And then what? The world isn't going to wait for you, Ben. It's going to keep moving forward, and if you're left behind, no one's going to care.
Well, then I'll go out on my own terms, and that'll be fine.
I'm not going to stick around to watch you and this place slowly waste away.
That's your prerogative. Good luck with whatever you do next, kid. Goodbye.
Did you just fire me?
Did he just fire me?
I think he did.
He's going to rue the day he let me go. Can't even believe it. I've been here for years. Business college, no
matter. Rue the day? Who says that?
Old people? Supervillains?
Ugh, what are we gonna do?
If we don't save the rink, we may never get out of here.
No show. No strings, no portal back home.
Ugh, I feel lightheaded. I'm just gonna lay down right here. Yeah. The floor is nice.
Nikki, where are you going?
We need a new plan. And I need some space to think.
Nikki Fix's Time Mix!
Oh, Rink, I'm so sorry. I messed up and let you down, didn't I? Of course Ben hates the idea of a big, huge concert. But I'm smart enough to know you need this, or else Ben's going to lose you. Leonard saw that too. But I don't know what to do. Okay, Nikki. What do you do that makes you think clearly? Easy. I usually write a song. A piano? I've never seen this before. Ben must have gotten rid of it at some point before we got here. I haven't played on an actual piano in forever. Me, who am I supposed to be now? Can't find all the letters through the trees now.
Oh, Nikki, it's you. I didn't know who was in here.
Leonard, I thought you left. I'm just messing around. Is this yours? Sorry.
Not mine. I don't work here anymore, remember?
I'm sorry. I'll leave.
No, you can stay. Keep me company while I pack up.
We should have known that Ben wasn't gonna go for it.
Don't blame yourself. I've been trying to get Ben to try new stuff for forever. I finally got fed up enough to force it. I knew it was a pretty solid possibility that he'd freak out.
This place is super personal to him. If he was thinking it through, he'd probably see you're right. But he's not thinking. He's feeling. He's really attached to this place. We all are, aren't we?
Well, I don't really have that option anymore. After everything I've done for this place, redoing the books, the vendor contracts, I was so close to getting this place on track. Now I don't know if it'll ever be.
Yeah, I know. But I still have to figure out how to fix all this.
Why bother? Doesn't matter what you do, Ben will just keep squandering it all. Hey, what's that you're playing?
Just a song I'm noodling around with. It's not good, I know.
It sounds good. When you said you played music, I didn't know you played music. Keep going.
That's one of the reasons I love this place. I love playing at places like the rink. Even the nights, when it's only a handful of people, which is like all of them.
That's a really nice song. Do you know what the lyrics will be about?
I was thinking, there's a tech revolution coming that this century doesn't understand. Computers and stuff. Before we know it, we'll all be interconnected and it'll seem like a miracle, but it'll actually be a giant curse. I guess it's really about how I feel like I'm fading away. Like I'm home, but not home. And if I don't grab onto something, I might just vanish.
Powerful stuff. People go crazy for deep stuff like that. Behind the scenes of songs, you know?
I guess they do.
I know they do. That's what I'm going to do now that I'm out of here.
I'm an idea man, a star maker. Or at least, I'm going to be. This deal with Mr. Ruby opened a door, but it's up to me to walk through it. If this show fails, I'll be a nobody. Forever. But if I make this show work, well, then I get to make another, and then another. This is my moment to be who I know I'm meant to be.
That's cool, to actually know that about yourself. I wish I could get there. Like, who is the real me? Not the selfie Insta me. Not the digital feed me. The organic me.
You're a bit of a kooky girl, Nikki. I don't know what your slang is, but I like it. It's a good branding thing. I could work with that.
You think? I like the idea of being in a place where I could really just be in a band and make music. But I think the real reason I'm here is to save the rink.
Yep, you convinced me. We're gonna do the show as planned.
But Ben said...
Ben doesn't lease the empty lot next door, just the building. I have a separate contract with the owner. He thinks it's for parking, but the paperwork says I can do pretty much anything not illegal.
What are you saying?
I was reading this self-help book, and there's this whole thing about envisioning your future, aiming high and achieving your goals. Picture it to make it happen. So picture this. This show is going to be legendary, and it's going on whether Ben's on board or not.
Dan and Kev said they'd only do the show because it was at the rink. I bet they back out now.
We don't need them. I'll slap on another one of the acts that Mr. Ruby's management company desperately needs a showcase for, and... oh, we have you.
Me?
Yeah. You'll be the opener.
Me?
Yeah, you. Look, I have an idea of how to make someone like you into a thing. A real artist. And my first client.
I don't have an album. I don't even have a band.
We do the show, then record your single. We release a 7-inch of that, seed it slowly, get A&R to hear you play. You do have other songs, right?
I have like a million songs. I'm a song machine. But no, I can't. I'm here to get the money for the rink. And then I have to go home.
How about we make a deal?
What kind of deal?
If you play my show and let me be your manager, we'll use the profits to help Ben buy the rink, but as a partner. We'll bring him into the future with us. And in the end, he'll thank us, because he'll still own half of something instead of 100% of nothing.
You'd do that? I mean, you wouldn't have to. It'd be your money.
But I want to be a manager. I want to work with talent to help them become real artists. Helping you, helping Ben, helping the rink. It's all the beginning of that for me. This is where I get my start.
Okay. I'll do it. I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't love to play for a real big audience. One that's there for the music as much as the skating.
Good. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make you happen.
What's that?
My pager. I gotta call Mr. Ruby back. Say yes, Nikki.
Yes, Leonard. I'd love to play your show.
Nikki and Leonard, the dream team.
Oh my God. I'm finally gonna play a show in front of more than 5 people. We should celebrate. That's right, Rink. Celebratory skate! Hey, don't be such a party pooper, Rink. This is how I'm gonna help you. We're gonna make the money we need after all.
Nikki! Nikki! Wait up! We have news!
We saved the show!
Wait, what? Really? How?
We chased Ben down and told him about all the people who signed up for the show just to help him.
Like Basso at the radio station. We got him on the phone, and he told Ben all about how his parents would bring him here in the 70s.
And how much it would hurt Oldbridge if the rink shut down.
And Liam broke his own rule.
Really? What did you tell him?
I told him about your dads, and how they stay together, and become your dads.
All because of the rink.
So, where's Leonard? Ben said he'd unfire him, but he also sent the boa constrictor back, and he said he wouldn't let Toto play. That was his one stipulation.
Well, bad news on that front. Leonard won't back out of his deal with Mr. Ruby. He says his whole future hinges on delivering what he promised.
But he has no venue.
He's got a contract with the guy who owns the lot next door. He's going ahead, and says Ben can't stop him.
I have heard my dad chew out promoters that try to cancel a show.
Wow. They're gonna go head to head?
And there's one more thing. I made a deal with Leonard. If I open his show and become his first client, he's gonna put all the proceeds towards saving the rink.
Wait, what? What do you mean, client?
He's gonna be my manager.
And that's my cue to head to the snack bar. You two want anything? Popcorn? Sodas? No? No takers? All right, yeah, got it.
Nikki, I thought, that I was kind of your manager, you know? With all the stuff I do to help you.
Well, you help me out a lot. Like, a ton. But Leonard offered me a show, and is gonna get me a backup band for it. Like, that's what a manager does. Gets you shows.
You can be in the show at the rink, too. Of course you can be in the show.
With the whole band. I don't have my laptop with me. I don't have all my tracks already programmed. I wouldn't even know how to do that here.
I'll be your backup. I can play drums. You said I was getting good.
Come on, Bobby.
What? Oh, I get it. You think I can't. That I'm not good enough.
This show is gonna have, a real crowd. This isn't time to experiment.
Wow. Just wow, Nikki.
Don't be like that. You know this is just temporary. It's not like I'm gonna have some binding contract with Leonard, since I'm technically, negative 10 years old right now.
No, I get it. Have fun at your big, real concert. I'm just glad you don't have to slum it over here with us losers.
Bobby, wait. I didn't mean it like that. Come on, Bobby. Ugh.
Check it out. Fruit string. Mind blown. You want one?
Sure.
Hey, Nikki Stans. Want to uncover more epic time travel secrets? Head to EEP Universe on Instagram and TikTok for more totally twisty details. More Nikki Fix is up next. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. Hey, time travelers. Welcome back. Want to uncover more totally twisty time travel secrets? Head to EEPUniverse.com to learn more.
Hey, Ben.
Hey there, Nikki.
I always loved this piece. Girls holding hands and skating and smiling. 1996.
I hadn't even really figured out the whole thing yet. I usually have to wait and let the wood talk to me.
Well, that's what it is. In my time, anyway.
I was watching you and your friend Bobby skating. You both looked pretty mad. So I guess that was on my mind while I was working. Trying to find something hopeful for you two.
What? We love it here. Despite that argument, the rink is our sanctuary. When school sucks and everything feels divided and there's nowhere else that feels like we fit in, we come here. And I'm not gonna lie, times have been tough lately. I never feel that when I'm here.
Hey, look, do me a favor and don't tell me about the future. I'd like to be surprised, besides what Liam already let slip about your dads. I'm glad that works out. They're really good kids.
Well, I hope that doesn't make the time stream wobble or whatever Liam calls it. But I can tell you that you're in danger of losing everything great that you've built here. Let us help you keep it. I think that's why we're here.
I don't know if future me told you this, or if I'm even still the same person in your time, but as much as I love this rink, it's not the most important thing to me.
Well, what is?
My principles. They make me who I am, whether I wind up here or somewhere else. I made a choice a long time ago, right when I took over this place. I looked around and saw a world where money ruled everything, not because it had to, but because everyone let it. And the only remedy to that?
To stand for something else.
Bingo! Maybe people would love whatever Ben Leonard's talking about. But that show he put together, it's not about this rink or this community of skaters. It's about making money.
Money for the rink, so it can still be here.
Then, when you're feeling all hopeless, and you come here because it's the one place in the whole world where you fit in, where you don't feel alone? What if then you can't afford the door because so-and-so is playing?
I guess then I'd feel pretty lost.
Now you're getting it.
I'm sorry, Ben. I didn't really think of it that way. But can you and Leonard still make up? He really cares about this place. Can you unfire him or something?
I know he cares. That's why I did what I did. He's outgrown this place, but he also has trouble letting go. Besides, I didn't really fire him. I gave him the push out the door he needed to go become whoever he's meant to become. I'm sorry, Nikki. It's a hard lesson to learn, but there always comes a time when the baby bird has to leave the nest. Hey, you seem like you're gonna get there pretty soon too, I think. Maybe you're even already there.
Huh.
All right, you rascal, get out of here. I gotta finish making this sculpture so you can love it in the future.
Do you really think?
Maybe. We'll see what the rink says.
Right. What the rink says.
The food choices in the 90s are really stellar. But it's crazy. I can't find an avocado anywhere. Like tacos? No avocado. And avocado toast? Not a thing.
Yeah, that's super crazy, Liam.
Oh, come on. Brighten up.
I'm bright. Can't you tell how bright I am?
Oh, come on. I'm sure it was just a little fight. You guys are best friends.
Shh. Here comes Nikki. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I'm stuck in time with you too, if you haven't noticed. Your drama is my drama.
Whatever. Fine. So, go ahead, Nikki. What did you come over to say?
I just came over to say, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Nikki, I'm sorry too.
And I still have to play Leonard's show, but if you'll have me, I'd like to play the show here too, with you on drums.
Wait, really? But I've never played a live show before. What if your instincts were right and I'm not ready?
Then we'll play an epic show that we can laugh about in the future, when we're amazing.
In the future?
Yeah, back home. Honestly, this whole thing has made me realize I was holding on way too tightly to, well, everything. Music is supposed to be fun. We should be having fun together. I'm sorry I didn't realize that sooner.
Hug?
Do you think Ben's going to be cool with you doing both shows?
I didn't exactly mention that Leonard's still doing his show next door.
Well, that's not good. He should know about it.
Oh, I think he'd freak out.
I mean, he's going to notice.
Sure, but we had a talk. Like, a real talk. And I think as long as it's clearly separate shows, you'll be happy for Leonard.
Speaking of, what should we call our show?
You mean something other than Save the Rink?
Yeah, we need something catchy for the poster.
How about Rinkapalooza?
Well, it's kind of dumb, but it gets the point across.
That's what I call the Liam Special.
I started making the poster on Ben's computer. Hey, did you guys realize that the save icon is an actual thing?
You mean that square thing with the angled corner?
Yeah, like before USBs. Ben said they're called floppy disks, even though they're hard. But they used to be floppy in the 80s.
Well, maybe we'll go to the 80s next.
Liam, don't say that.
You're gonna jinx us.
Joking.
Anyways, how are we gonna stay in touch if you're running between shows?
Already thought of that. Thanks to the wonders of Radio Shack, I have the perfect solution to our phone challenge existence. Walkie-talkies.
That is genius.
That's me, Boy Genius.
Come in, this is Bobby. On her way to Operation Design Poster and Zine, over.
10-4, over.
10-4, 10-4, over and out.
That's gonna save us a lot of time. Good move, Liam.
Thanks. But we still have a problem setting up the rink for the show.
I play here all the time.
For two people, we have to figure out how to handle a real crowd. Maybe Bosso at the radio station can help get the word out for volunteers.
Okay, I'll break it to Leonard.
Good luck. That guy is something else.
No, he's cool. You just have to get to know him.
If you say so.
I'll check in with you all later.
All right, Rink. We gotta get you dressed up and ready for your big day.
Hey, Leonard.
Nikki, grab some glue. Help me out. I want to poster this whole wall.
I wanted to let you know that the rink is planning on doing its own all-ages local show in the afternoon.
Ben's doing that? I'm surprised.
Well, we kind of pushed him into doing something.
Yeah, but his show won't be as big as my show. I went through all the trouble of booking a real draw, and he's putting on a show he knows will be second place? I don't get that guy.
I think he knows that. And I think he wants your show to succeed, too.
Well, we may get some spillover crowd from his show, but I don't know how many people will get in. We may sell out in advance.
So, is that the poster? So many colors. It's really busy. Kind of hard to read, honestly.
Yeah, it's an old marketing trick. It gives the impression that the show is bigger than it is.
Huh. Interesting trick.
Well, in this business, tricks work. I know Ben never liked that fact, but I didn't make the rules. I'm just playing the game.
I knew you and Ben were different, but I guess I didn't realize how different.
Well, the truth is, he inherited that place and is presiding over what's sure to be a slow and steady decline. And that's a great gig if you can get it, but I didn't inherit anything. I have to make my own name, build it from the ground up, turn coal into a diamond. I should thank you. This whole Save the Rink thing was just the push I needed to strike out on my own, rebrand myself. It was great to have training wheels, but I needed to break out of that cage. I'll be a name to be reckoned with in all of America.
You really think you have the future all figured out?
I have a 10-point, 5-year plan. I'm going to become the biggest music producer and promoter this country has ever seen. This show is just the beginning. My origin story. The birth of Dante Diamond Productions.
Wait, what? What did you just say?
That's my new name. I've already registered it as a business.
Dante Diamond?
Mr. Ruby was right. Leonard is a stupid name. For the music business, anyway. You think some hot new act is going to want to sign up with some guy named Leonard Mikalski?
But Dante Diamond.
That's a whole different story. Like I said, I'm going to make diamonds out of everything.
You're Dante Diamond? Whoa, things just got super weird.
Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present Nikki Fixes Time Mix. Created and executive produced by Heather Einhorn and Adam Staffaroni. Executive produced by iHeartRadio. Head writer, Cecil Castellucci. Writers, Blue Beckford Burrell, Louis Kornfeld, Natalia Janchek, and Adam Staffaroni. Directed by Rebecca Cunningham, with performances by Judy Alice Lee as Nikki Fix, Talia Romina as Bobby, Joshua Evans as Liam, Tyler Kies as Dante Diamond and Leonard, and Baron Bass as Ben. Additional voices, Mauro Vincent, Caleb Yen, David Shatraw, Leif Walschlager, and Scott Hoffman as Record Shop Clerk. Post sound by Chapter 4. Sound supervision and sound design by Sarah Gibbelaska. Assistant sound editing by Andrew Berger, Natalie Escudero, and Zachary Spicer. Music composed by Murray A. Lightburn. Lyrics by Natalia Janchek and Murray A. Lightburn. Produced by Arup Sanakaila. Development writer, Scott Hoffman. Development executive, Greg Lockard. Line producer, Anna Stipko. Production coordinator and script supervisor, Laura Martin. Operations, Laura Kaufman. Marketing and publicity, Jesse Post. Digital marketing, Jennifer Gennaro. Social media, Ashley Lynn Nicole. Creative direction and design by Ryan McCann. A special thank you to The Shadow Unicorn. Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present Nikki Fixes Time Mix.
Hey, time travelers. Check out more incredible adventures at eepuniverse.com. Dig into the secrets of time travel or explore our other shows. Lethal Lit, A Tig Torres Mystery, See You in Your Nightmares, Daughters of DC, and more.